welcome back, guys. This is the CanU Chronicles, and I'm your host, Nate, a.k.a. Crash. You're listening to the CanU Chronicles. Thank you. It's a solo cast, drive cast, making it happen cast. welcome. Yeah, I'm back again. It's been a little bit. Real quick up front, you want to get me on the social media? You don't know? CanU Chronicles, just look it up. That's CanuCHRONICLES Chronicles. Look it up. You have it right there in front of you. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Facebook. You know, just look it up. And then also go to ilovecanu.com. That's I, the letter I, L-O-V-E. KANU.com, and make sure to have that and bookmark it. Look out for, you know, there'll be some stuff. It's been a bit, you know, been stagnant, but you know, just give us some love, man. It's nice. We got a nice looking site, you know, just time to add more stuff, but that's about it. So yeah, that's what's going on. It is late. It's April fucking, it's not 420 yet, pre-420. I'm planning, you know, this will be out by then, I'm sure. That's what, you know, by the time you hear this, this will be out, or it already 420 passed. You know, I'm not sure how the drop will be right at this moment. But anyways, I'm just want to say this real quick. I'm hoping, we're planning, actually I should say planning, we're planning on doing I'm doing a 420 live Instagram podcast tomorrow with Kim, who is my partner in crime, who started CanU with me way back. Man, we're going actually officially, official CanU. This is the 20th year. I'm tripping right now. I just really realized that, guys. I'm serious. Right now, I just really realized it is the 20th motherfucking year of CanU. And I'm tripping. I'm like, whoa. Okay, so let me just digest that. I knew it was up there, but I'm just real. It's got me fucked up. Now for the podcast is a little different. This will be, what are we going on, 14? Next year's 15. Yeah, next year's 15. This year's 14. Yeah, this is 14. So we're going on 14. Nothing to sneeze at. Same, I'm going to use it as my thing, because I could do that shit, and I could prove it even, but, yeah, I started before Rogan, Mr. Rogan. Not many could say that, man. That's how far I go back. Started before Rogan, months, shout out to Rogan. Not that he needs it, doesn't need my fucking shout out, but actually, and I'm saying this, I'm driving on Sunset, just past the Comedy Store. Shout out to the fucking Comedy Store. And all the motherfuckers that go there, Earl Skakel, my homie. Don't know if I'm sure he's listened to a couple of these. I know he knows. Me and him are boys on Twitter. I like to see that guy. It's been a minute. This is his town. I'm in his town right now. But yeah, shout out to Earl Skakel, all the comics, Pauly Shore, RIP to his mom, Mitzi, RIP to his dad. The fuck was his dad's name? I can't remember. And his sister too, you know. Shout out to Pauly, man. That's a lot. Guy's been through a lot in terms of, yeah, that's a big one. In a short time, he had all that death. It's a lot. It's why he's out in Vegas now. So, but yeah, shout out. Nah, for real, I would love to meet that guy. I got to talk to him once, actually, it was a news channel, like Bloomberg or something. Like, I was able to call in and ask him a simple question. It was cool. It was one of the only or a few times I've ever gotten to do something like that. That was really dope. Yeah, it was a simple, actually, I think I did pretty good. I probably gave him a question he probably hasn't really heard, but I asked him were there any roles that you wish you didn't turn down? Like, did you, you know, like, was there something, you know? So that was cool. I can't even remember what he answered, how he answered it, but I know he kind of like was like, oh, nobody's really asked me that one. Or he, maybe it'd been a while, but it was like, yeah, it was just, you know, a little fun fan thing. But yeah, so that's all, man. I'm just here on Sunset. Beautiful fucking day right now, man. Damn. Very nice fucking day. Weather has picked up out here. Here in LA, Hollywood to be specific, West Hollywood to be extra specific, going into the Hollywood. But to everybody else in the world, it's Hollywood. Hollywood can be a state of mind. LA is a state of mind. So, or can be. All of it can be a state of mind. But yeah, so that's what's up. But yeah, 14 fucking, yeah, 14. So yeah, IG, we're trying to do that tomorrow. 420, because that's the official, that's not, I'm not, it's not a weed, like, you know, it happens to be that, but, no, it's, what do you call it? It's a real anniversary, because that's literally, that's the day, I officially launched the pod, or, you know, or created the account for the podcast to start it. Like when I go to my bit, like in the billing or whatever, that's the date. It's that the, you know, it shows the creation. So I remember, I do remember, because I do remember doing it and at the time being like, oh shit, it is 420, you know, being like, oh, that's cool, you know. And here we are. Here we fucking are. Started it just real, like, just the same way Rogan thought of his in the beginning. Just literally thought of it. I was just like, I don't know. I, you know what? Actually, I will tell you, this is what it would partially, or yeah, definitely partially. As a kid, when I was a kid, and I'm sure a lot of, there's a lot of kids that did this. If you're in, if you're a dude that ended up in the music or different things, technical, you know, messing with music, recording equipment, I should say, probably they did something like this too. But I had this radio, this dope radio as a kid. My mom got me, and I think it had a, no, it had a microphone on it. It had a microphone on it, so I would make my own tapes like I was the DJ, like I'm the DJ on the radio, and I'm like, you know, making my own little radio show, trying to do that. Like I would record off the radio the songs, and then in between I would do my thing, you know, just innocent fun kids. But you know, that was something I did. And so podcast, I first, my first one I listened to was, I'd have to say, Sports Rage, my boy Gabe Morenci. I actually was on The Score, who was on, but he started, he then was putting up his shows as podcast, or maybe that network was. Either way, that's how I got turned on to the term, and how, you know, like, oh, I go to this, you know, you gotta go to I, at the time it was just, all, for all I knew, it was just iTunes. Like, I didn't know that it was a whole nother, you know, like this other parts, the RSS feed and all this shit. So, yeah, so that's how that came about. And then I just stumbled on this service that was like, hey, you can start a podcast for free. Shout out to Podbean, that's who I'm on to this day. And, yeah, so that's how it went. That's how I got into it, and been doing it ever since. So, but yeah, it's something else, man. You know, and I wish only, you know, I could, only thing I, you know, I'll be honest or whatever. I've said it before. Ain't nothing new. Over the years at that, I've said it. But yeah, I, only thing is, I wish I took it. I wish I was, I would have been more consistent and serious right away, early on and throughout, you know. But it, you know, I did get there eventually, you know, started, I'd say back in, I feel like back by 13, 14, around 13 to 15, definitely by 15, like 2015, like around that time. Then I started to get a good, you know, I definitely got into it that much more. And, you know, doing, yeah, my consistency level, all that stuff. Like, I it picked up. It picked up, way picked up. That's when I really got it going. But in between those years, I still had moments, little burst. But nothing, you know, just definitely not as much as I would have liked, for sure. So, hey, what are you going to do? So now, that's why it's like, well, I can just do it now, and, you know, I can, you know, make up some ground a little bit. I can do that. All I have to do is just bust out, you know, multiple ones per week, or, you know, whatever, just figure it out. So, but it's not about that. It's not a numbers. I don't have to, you know, it's just, I want to make sure to give you guys something to bite on, something good, something fun, something interesting. And, yeah, it's all good. I'm here and I'm doing it. That's what's up. Because, you know, look, I could easily gave up many times, you know, this past year or so, it felt like I gave up, you know. I was really on a good roll, and then, you know, I had a whole life change, you know. I had this awesome fucking friend come in my life named Josh, and we, you know, it got crazy and wild and all that good shit. But, you know, with that being said, you know, it did throw, you know, I did get thrown off a bit, and wasn't, I, you know, fell off my, I was falling off my game a little bit, you know, just not for any, you know, just not focused, you know, and couldn't, you know, was dealing with a lot of, I was dealing with a lot, man. It was, that's like a book, a movie. But yeah, so, you know, so that was going on. So now, you know, and then this last year, I, you know, I did a little bit, but I just couldn't get it going either. Now I feel I'm on it. I feel it, you know, I feel much more, ready, and just, yeah, I'm just, it, you know, in that, I'm just more ready and in the zone to do it, you know. So, but yeah, that's all. So just getting that off my chest, guys, a little bit, but that's what's up. But yeah, it's 14, gonna be 14. And, yeah, it'll be cool getting Broski on. We'll be on the Instagram. That, hopefully it'll work out. And then I'll, you know, I'll take that audio or video, and then I'll put it, you know, I'll put it on other mediums and stuff. But there's more to come. The video portion of this podcast is starting. Like, it's gonna, like I say, guys, that's gonna be any podcast here coming up, like, for real. You know, I'm not trying to overpromise. I know I've been teasing it, you know, but it's really, it's gonna be there, you know. But I'll tell you another thing. The thing that's been throwing that off, or not, you know, I had an accident, or my car got hit, I should say. I wasn't in it. My car was parked, and it got fucking hit, sideswiped on my driver's side, and it's been totaled out. So I have to go and get it. You know, I'm trying to get a replacement. So, you know, that does, you know, I'm not trying to make an excuse out of that, because I'm fine, and then, you know, it's not like I still can't do the fucking video, you know. There's no actual thing that's keeping me from doing the fucking video version. But I'm just saying, it's, you know, it's something that comes up, and it's, you know, throws you off your game. I'm just been dealing with that, but it's cool. It's all good. So things are coming around, and we'll get it, you know, once I get this next car, it's gonna be all good. But so yeah, the video, you know, this video is gonna be coming soon, like right away, and that's all it's going to, you know, it's going to stay that way. Like, that's my attitude, you know, or at least it will be often and a pretty often thing, you know. And if there's meaning, you know, if I happen to miss that, then I'll make sure to have one of these up. You know, that's just basically got to be it. It's got to be my rule. No matter what, podcast up. So yeah, so that's what's up, guys. Yeah, dealing with the car. Yeah, this guy hit it. You know, thankfully got the video and all that. So he's been definitely notified, I'm sure, by now, and who knows what. Because that's a felony, bro. That's a felony, bro. Actually, if you want to see a clip, I got the actual video when he hit. You could go to my TikTok and see it. Can You Chronicles. Go to TikTok. It's the most recent video as far as I'm... Yeah, I haven't put anything else afterward. So you could see it there. It's just a real quick video. It's like 5 seconds or something, but you'll see it. So it was a big truck, like the Titan, the Nissan. It was like a construction dude. And just fucking nailed my shit, dude. It looked like he... He looked like he was trying to almost. It was crazy. It, you know, in a way he did. It wasn't like, I don't know. Seriously, because he was like regular right before. He was, seemed like he was cool, and then he just, it was like, boom. Like, it was just odd because there's no cars around or nothing. So, anyways, life goes on. You know, what are you going to do? That's all I got to say. What are you going to fucking do? And you know, what the good thing is that, well, there's a couple good things. Insurance treated me right. They've been treating me good. I can't lie. Mostly. No, really, they have. I can nitpick. There's a little, you know, something here, but it's small, but I'm not going to even say anything I'm not going to try to make anything out of it. Like, they have been good. Like, there's nothing to say, like, negative. If I was, I would bring something up and be like, yeah, blah, 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 but there isn't. So far, yeah, it's all good. So that's fine. It's just dealing with trying to get the car, you know, credit shit's not quite in the spot I'd want, but we're going to work it out. That's how it goes sometimes. But yeah, just driving through the hills right now. It's a little offshoot in Hollywood called Outpost. If you're out here, sure, the tours come through here, the Hollywood tours, I would imagine. It's a nice neighborhood. It's a neighborhood. There's a road you could take, takes you from Hollywood over the hill into the valley. It's pretty, and there's a really awesome view. There's definitely tours that come through that they do Mulholland. I don't know if they come down this way, but there's a road that connects to Cahuenga, it's Mulholland, I think. And the view of Los Angeles there is fucking awesome. And there's actually some houses right there. It's like, man, that's gotta be one of the top, to me, it's one of the top city views around in this city, for sure. There's other ones. There's a lot of them. But that one's pretty fucking cool from that angle and everything. It's sweet. But yeah, this little area is cool, man. Very nice. If you're lucky to get to live, this part of the hills, I'd say I like. There's certain hills, the hill type areas. There's certain ones I'm like, okay, like I could see working with. If the streets are pretty normal, like, well, if they at least aren't like too small and all that shit, you know, and you could get in and out of your place pretty, you know, if all of it's set up pretty good, that's cool. There's just some of these places that are just super, you know, it's just funky and difficult, you know, but hey, man, they stay occupied, that's for sure. And, but I could see it, you know, once you get in, you know, in an area like this and you're used to it, I could totally get it. But like I said, this particular neighborhood and area, yeah, I could, if that opportunity was there that I could live here, oh, hell yeah. Any part of it, pretty much. You know, further up, down, whatever, like, yeah, pretty much there, I could see any of these being like, oh yeah, totally cool. They got a pothole there. A pothole here they need to fix, though. Yeah, it's a little funky. There's some service issues too with the with your cell phones. That's gonna happen. That could be a little bit of a that would be a bit of a fucking, that would be a turnoff. I would have, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Sure, again, you deal with it. As long as it's not impossible, like in your house, like you gotta have some kind of way of communicating. but anyways, yeah, it's a cool spot. But yeah, that's what's up, guys. That's what's up. So NBA, just to get into some sport, we'll talk a little sports. Talk some sports, as my old friend Bob would say, sports. He'd sit, that's how he would say that, like being a mocking way, because he, for being like a dude that looked like he would love sports, he didn't like sports. He was a gym guy and all that, took care of his body, but he fucking just not into it, you know. But yeah, so NBA playoffs have started, NHL playoffs have started. I don't know who you got. I'm definitely pulling for the Lakers, pulling for the Clippers too. And then, yeah, that's it. I don't, you know, I can't really say for any, there's not another team, like, you know, however it shakes out, then I don't know who I really would pull for after that. I'll just have to see, you know, or, you know, these teams will be there. But that's going on. Lakers have been doing really good, I would say, going into the postseason. Definitely, they've been doing their job. I mean, they had to get to this point, but they got some. They got some of a team. I don't know if they could be champions, but they're in the mix, so they definitely can. You know, they could get there, and I don't feel there's really that team that's so dominant, you know, even the Bucks, which they can seem like they are, but they're, yeah, I don't think so. I think that, I think there's an open opportunity for teams this right now. It feels that way, but, it's just the beginning, first round, you know. Clippers, I think their series is tied now. But, you know, should be a good series with the Suns. Kind of weird seeing Durant out there, but good for him. I'm just glad he's playing. I'm glad he's okay. Or hopefully he'll stay that healthy. Here I am, going past the view, actually. You guys just hear me talk about it. It's fucking gorgeous, man. Yeah, it's an awesome view. It's all nice and green around here. And you got that city. It's just pretty fucking bitching, man, I gotta say. And then the fucking, the way the sun, it's, ah, man, it's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's killer. So yeah, the NBA, that's what's up, you know. East is, you know, all over the place. I would be scared of Boston out of the East teams, I feel. The little bit I've seen, I haven't seen a whole, no, Cleveland too. I'd put it to Cleveland and Boston. They're the two that you're like, yeah, you gotta watch those two right there. They're to me, but That's off the rip. Nothing else to say about it. Draymond Green acting a fool the other night. Got suspended for a game because of that. Stepping on Sabonis' fucking stomach. Although Sabonis did grab his ankle. So, you know, but it doesn't warrant you fucking, you know, Draymond's been doing this with guys. Maybe not that, but yeah, there's been a lot of, like, you know, just extra activity that's not, you know, like, come on, bro. But he likes that shit, so I get it. You know, it's competitive, I get it, you know. But yeah, Warriors, they're not that strong team, but you gotta watch them. You can't let them, don't fuck around with them. They are dangerous still. You know, they're very dangerous. But yeah, I don't see them. They don't have the aura like they did recently, but they're still a team to watch for sure. You know, any of these teams right now, it's, like I said, it's just early, so that's why there's not so much else I could say about it. That's pretty much it, you know. NHL, I haven't seen much of. Kings are in it, so shout out to the Kings. Penguins, for the first time since Crosby joined, are not. Definitely, I'm sure it's a bummer for the NHL a little bit. I'm sure they wanted to get that viewership. They do have a good viewership. Not that, you know, they're going to... other teams, I'm not saying it's not going to work out, they're going to be fine, but yeah, just speaking as a Pittsburgh fan, of course, yeah, it just kind of sucks, you know, they're not there, but what are you going to do, yeah, so that's going on, NHL, not really sure, like, I don't have many opinions on these other teams, I don't know enough. You know, I know the Bruins are rated high. I know they're, like, the number one. I just don't know enough. I haven't watched enough, you know, and I don't have that knowledge on them, you know, so I'm not going to have much to say right now. But I'll be peeping. I'll be peeping in. Again, it's just the beginning of these two. But it's cool. Makes it fun. You got baseball cracking. You know, that's been starting off and exciting. You got the... you got this fucking idiot in front of me. What do you think you're doing? You're gonna make a left there? Shit. Like, making a left in rush hour towards the craziest traffic you've ever seen. Like, good luck. Like, you'll maybe get there, but they must do it. They must do this every day. They look too like regular about it, like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's okay, I guess so. It's like, ah, shit. But they probably got in there. But yeah, man, baseball's cracking. Dodgers, nah, they're having an okay. They're not having a real. It's not a. They're kind of not coming out swinging crazy, or they're not. You know, they're not hitting on the cylinders right yet, but they, you know, they're good, you know, they're gonna be good, that's not fair, they're better than just good, they just gotta figure out, I think they're, you know, what they're working with, and how the lineup's gonna, you know, they got some things they're gonna have to work out, as any team would, but they're, you know, looking sharp for the most part. I think they're getting swept by the Mets, though, I feel like. I think today was the last game. So they're going to be going out and playing Pittsburgh next week. I'm bringing them up. The Pirates, now they're having, now record-wise, not like crazy difference from Dodgers, but definitely better record. And a hot start for a team like the Pirates. And not just that, they're getting some crazy fucking numbers already. They're fucking knocking homers left and right. Like, the lineup, just things are looking like, whoa, who the fuck is this team, you know? Now, mind you, last year they had flashes of it, and you know, I'd say over the last 3 years they've been adding pieces, and they've had some shit, you know. I'll just say about this. This is the Pirates. You watch the Pirates, whether you're a fan or not, don't watch them for like, oh, they're going to make it, you know, type thing. Don't look at them too much like that, you know. You just got to watch them for the games, because they're a team, to me, for many years now, that even if their record's not great or whatever, they give you good games. Like, they play most games, they're at least fun, you know? They may be up, maybe they'll lose still, they get whatever. But they make it at least interesting, and there's some, you know, some excitement. So, but they're, this year so far, I mean, McCutcheon's back, that does bring some kind of thing to it, especially, there's a chemistry and a timing, there's a feeling, it seems. You could see it on these guys' faces already, and, you know, amongst anybody that's followed, there's a eyebrows raised, like, whoa. But, you know, we know the reality. We know the reality, you know, don't get too ahead of ourselves. But, hey, have fun. But like I said, go and have fun. Watch these guys and all that. If I'm back there, that's what I'm definitely going to do. You know? But, yeah, don't let your, you know, we hate the owner and all that. Yeah. Well, we got to put that aside and enjoy, you know, these guys have been playing. They're trying their hardest out. Damn. Got a nutbag on the road. This guy, I don't know. Anyways, just trying to stay away from these fuckers. Great. he's going the way I want to go. Fuck it. I'm not even going that way. I'll just go a different way. I don't even want to be it. So, anyways. Yeah, so that's my little baseball talk to start off with. A wada hit the wada. Oh, got through that. But yeah. Oh, man. Good drive from fucking LA. Yeah, it's a bitch. Actually, that was actually not too bad. That wasn't too bad. It was pretty smooth. But I got my route down. So anyways, guys, I'm gonna stop for a little bit and I'll be back.